All right, I guess, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the weather with Pat Pagano. Supposedly. Now, you might wonder why I played the line there, because, you know, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, 20th Century Fox, blah, 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 blah. I saw the movie, but I did not shoot the deputy. All right, now, first things first. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pat Pagano. We'll get to the weather in for a few minutes. I saw the movie yesterday. Now, what was the name of it again? Second Chances?
Second Chances.
Yeah, Second Chances. All right, now, first thing, I was very upset at you. Very upset. Okay. The movie starts off with a dog other than Shirley.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. I know Shirley appeared a little bit later on, but it's right. Unacceptable that Shirley wasn't the first dog seen in the movie.
Right. Now, that wasn't my Norma Jean, was it?
It was when they were in the boat. You know,
that's Sophie. Sophie.
Sophie. Not Shirley.
Yeah, that's Rob's. That is Rob's dog, and Sophie does not get along with Shirley.
Well, Shirley should have gotten top billing. Anyways, yeah, that's my first thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, after that, did he almost fall trying to get out of that boat in that opening scene?
Yes. Well, you don't know how many times you did that.
I did. I expected that to see that in the
making
end.
Of.
Yes. Yeah. I could tell. I said, this guy must have fallen out of the boat or killed himself trying to get out of that kayak.
And the part where he jumps into the lake.
Yeah.
David was in a boat on the other side of the lake with the camera. We signaled to him if he was ready, because we said this is going to be done once and only once. And he said he was ready, and he didn't get any of it because he thought the camera was on record and it was off. Right.
So now that's the first thing about the movie. Right. Second thing about the movie is you had some incredibly great camera angles. I loved the way you used the camera inside the vehicles.
Thank you.
I think it was a first for you doing that.
No, we've done it before.
Oh, not as good then, because this was seamless. Also, the cutting from the
editing
was the best yet, in my opinion.
Okay.
All right. The beginning of the movie and the end of the movie. Beginning of the movie was very funny. Very, very, very funny.
Right.
But then, to my surprise, the movie turned serious.
Yes.
And it ended serious.
Right.
Well, there was humor in it, too, but it ended serious as well.
Right.
So I didn't know how to handle that, because it was very funny for the first, like, 15 minutes.
Right.
It was hilarious, as a matter of fact. Some of the funniest scenes I've ever seen that you've shot. But then it got serious. And I said, holy smokes, you're dealing with some issues here.
Yep, there were issues. Yep.
So all in all, it was good. I would take it down a notch from a couple of the other movies, simply because it surprisingly turned serious on me, and I didn't expect that. Okay, right. I was laughing like out loud at the beginning, on several things, but it did get serious, and there's a person even once again. You got to change the name of your movie theater company to the Casket Players, because once again there was a casket in it.
It's always a casket.
I know. Beautiful, beautiful casket.
Yeah, it's the one we got from, what is it? The something in the Bold and the Beautiful or something like that?
I don't know. Beautiful casket.
From a soap opera.
Beautiful casket. And it was, I expected something a little lighter from you guys. But it was, I'll tell you what, the acting was very good in it.
That's what my cousin said. She thought that the acting was very well. And again, she found it to be the best movie. But I told you quite candidly, wasn't one of my favorites. I mean, I liked it, but it's not one of my favorites.
But anyways,
By the way, that was blue screen when Elena sings with the band.
now, was that at one of your picnics?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out, if that was at one of your picnics.
That scene was shot at the picnic, but what happened is the band messed everything up and did not give her an opportunity to talk when she first got up there. So I said, don't worry about it. I'm going to take you to the studio against the director's wishes, and I'm going to put you in front of a blue screen, and I'm going to show the director how blue screen could work. So believe it or not, when she was up there with the band speaking, there was no band behind her. That was blue screen.
Very
We
good.
did that all with chroma key.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
And how'd you get all those younger people in that to dance in the movie for you?
That was part of the picnic.
All right.
And we just we actually told we stopped the picnic and we told them that we would be shooting a portion of this for our movie, and that they would all be in the movie, and this is what they had to do, and that's the way it was done.
All right, so there's that. Now, where was the line dancing scene filmed?
That scene was done on a deck, at someone's deck, and what we tried to do is make it look like it was part of the picnic.
Well, you succeeded.
Yeah, we tried to make it look like it was all part because he was dancing so much that he has the heart attack and dies the next
Yeah,
morning.
I know.
So that's why we had to beef it up. We could not do that at the picnic, obviously, so we had to beef it up. So again, there was a lot of work involved in that movie. And I mean, yeah, it is what it is, Marshall. It just wasn't my favorite thing.
I well, what got me about it is, like I said, is like, not only did I, it was Gary who died, right?
Gary died, yeah.
Yeah, Gary died. Not only did Gary die in it was also about the death of a son years earlier who drowned,
Right.
and in the end, a man ends up leaving his wife for another woman. And I'm saying to myself, wow, this is some movie they picked to
It
do.
was. It was. It was. And again, remember, this was an original movie by what's her name was in it from Falcon. I can never think of her name. From Dynasty.
Joan Collins.
Joan Collins. This was a Joan Collins movie. Yep. And he later played Joan Collins, and Joan Collins sang in that movie too. So
Anyways,
that was it. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
So
I enjoyed
you
it.
enjoyed it. Okay,
It was
great. So
a little surprising because it had those serious portions to it after, and it started off very funny. I mean, when he gets caught on the bus and
yes.
then it's very funny. That's a very funny beginning to the movie. Very funny.
Yeah,
So.
and so I guess so. So you kind of liked it. You didn't think it was our best, but you kind of liked it.
No, the only reason I think it was your best because it shocked me because because there's a serious
It's
undertone
serious
to it.
type,
Yeah.
yeah.
But like I said, the acting was good in it. So good job.
Thank you, Marshall.
Now,
Thank you. I
ladies and
appreciate
gentlemen,
it.
we get under the weather.
Now on
Hey,
with the weather.
Pat,
Now that we're doing the movies.
it was 40 at my house this morning. I actually had to get up and turn the furnace on because it was 40 outside, and it had to be in the 50s in my house this morning.
Well, I understand. It 36 in the Hamptons this morning. Long Island's 36.
Oh,
Well,
they can afford to heat their houses.
yeah, right. It's also 36 in parts of Vermont, New Hampshire this morning. So,
Yeah.
it's in the 30s. It'll be a nice day. Some will mix with clouds. There'll be the high clouds coming in 65 to 70. Those high clouds are with a warm front that could produce one or two showers overnight. No big deal. Low 50s. Now for tomorrow, it'll get hazy, and we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day and at night. So most of the day tomorrow will not be raining. 75 to 80. Eddie showers will give way to partly cloudy skies Thursday, low 80s, and Friday, partly sunny, low 80s. You're looking at a pretty nice weekend from this standpoint. Looks like a pretty nice weekend. Have anything planned this weekend?
I don't think so. There's a very big funeral. A longtime community member, Robert Bullet Sherwood, passed away last week. And I mean, this guy, it was a legend. I mean, you know, every once in a while, a community has somebody who's a legend.
Yeah.
And this guy was a legend, loved by everybody. So there's a big, big funeral on Saturday and on Friday at the Lakeville Fire Company. They're going to have from 2 to 9 calling. You know, 7-hour calling hour sounds like a lot. No. This person was bigger than life. So that's on tap for this weekend. And by the way, I'll pass along to people, the transfer station, Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station, closed. That's where Bullet worked at the end, so they could all attend the funeral. So Saturday, the transfer station's closed. But it's going to be nice that it'll be a nice weather for a nice send off for Bullet.
It will. And I think Sunday will be equally as nice. It'll be on the warm side, too. So that should make everybody happy. And that's pretty much it. Everything else is status quo. Yeah, there's a little disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico. That's probably going to move. We don't think it's going to develop much, but it will just serve to produce showers and thunderstorms. Plenty. Texas and the Gulf states. So. It is hurricane season, folks. Started June 1st, and we'll be watching that. And everything else is quiet. You know, our big annual dance is this Saturday up at the lake, and the weather looks good for that. We have 100 people, so everybody chimed in the last minute, which is usual. But 100 people, and that should make it a very, very nice dance. You will be seeing me on Monday, that's for sure.
What?
Nope, you will be seeing me on Monday. By the time this dance is over and Pat recuperates, as we often said before, Marshall, it's getting tired.
Yeah.
It's getting tired. I mean, this is the 21st dance, 21 years. The movie this year will be the 28th. Nobody in this place has done as much volunteer work as I have. And it's getting to be a lot. It really is getting to be a lot. I mean, loading up the car, getting all the stuff there, decorating, having everything ready, making sure everything goes by nicely that night. Then everybody leaves and Pat has to take everything down and load up the car, go back to the lake. So by the time Sunday comes around, go to church up there, come back, straighten everything that was in the car, because everything gets thrown in the car, get straightened all of that. By the time I get home, I'm absolutely exhausted. I don't get much sleep. Maybe I get home 1:30 in the morning, and I'm at church by 8. That's it. So I told AJ, since he needs days, I said, you could easily work that Monday. I am going to be much, much, much too tired to work. So you take that Monday. He said, fine, no problem.
All right. Now, by the way, the new guy you have working for
you? Oh, yeah, Jeff.
He was very good.
Yeah, he says, Pat, what were the comments? I said, well, of the radio stations that commented, they were all very favorable. I said, and the radio stations that I didn't hear anything from, that's also favorable if there was a problem, you'd hear it.
It's just that I forgot to tell you. No, he was very good. He did a very, very, very good job.
Great.
He did a very, very, very good job. Now, one other comment about your movie.
Yeah.
It was the final appearance for your Toyota.
That's correct. Yeah. Toyota, bye-bye. Put a little thing on Facebook this morning. How rude they were, and I'm through with them. That's it.
Well. Anyway, and you look like every bit the movie director in the back of that, sport utility vehicle being driven away.
Yeah, was that nice? And at the funeral, you see how what was the word? Adamant I was.
Yes, you clean up nicely. You clean up nicely. I said, oh, there's the last view we'll ever see of the Toyota.
And just call me Patrick Pitchcock. That's right. I only appear in small little scenes. That's it.
He sped away into the night. All right. So there you go.
Thank you.
We're whole again, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Picano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast. Yeah, a little.